Monster Movie Media presents.
Welcome to Creepy Kingdom, a podcast all about the creepiness of the Disney films and theme parks. I am your host, Mr. James H. Carter II, and welcome to the 31 Creepy Days of Halloween. Every day this October, Creepy Kingdom will be releasing a brand new episode counting down to Halloween. 26 mini-episodes and 5 full-length regular ones are coming your way. You can follow along at home by going to creepykingdom.com. On today's episode, Roxy and I will be continuing my review of Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party. We'll be focusing on Club Villain and the Villain Mix and Mingle stage show. Be sure to check the show notes or our YouTube channel for videos from the event, including the full performance of the Villains Mix and Mingle. And one thing I tell you, it was really crowded at this point. And I'm like, man, I can't wait till 7 o'clock when everyone leaves. You know, because then it'll thin out. And a lot of the discussion and the research I've done on Not So Scary is that that day is usually a very light day in Magic Kingdom because the park closes so early. And then The people with the hard tickets obviously can't get in until 4. So it's usually a light day. But it was the crowdedest it had ever been. When I was there. They lied to
you.
Yeah, they lied to me. So I'm like, man, I can't wait till 7 till this place clears out. Because I think that's, I'm trying to think about what I did until 7. And I think besides get those cards and go meet Merida, that was it. Because everything was like, the lines were long everywhere. Like, half the rides were down for some reason during that point. Like, I couldn't get any rides in before 7.
How weird.
Yeah. I didn't do any attractions until later.
Huh.
But eventually, Jeannie and her husband joined me. And we took a nice picture together on Main Street. It is very cute. And I rarely say that photographs of me are cute. I'm not really that kind of person. I'm like, oh, I look so cute in this photo. But it was a cute picture. Mostly because Jeannie looked adorable. She was dressed as a Dalmatian, but very loosely a Dalmatian.
was she bounding? She Disney bounding?
Yeah, she was. Yeah, I would say it's more of a bounding Dalmatian, if you will. And she had this lipstick on that looked like it was just like someone had, you know, like she just like dumped like a whole thing of glitter over her mouth and it just stuck on her lips. And it was incredible. She actually got so many compliments the whole night.
I like this girl.
For that. You know, and like I said, she's been on the podcast several times. She was on Creepy Day 4 because she hosted a dinner party on the balcony of the Tower of Terror. So that's pretty amazing story there.
Yeah. Everyone should go and listen to that.
So, yeah, I'm trying to think what we did as we went through. Basically, it was kind of, you know, we're hanging out. I think we might have went to try to get something to eat before. Yeah, no, I'm actually looking at my check-ins. And, you know, got something to eat. Went back to Pecos Bill's. And I was kind of the opposite experience I had from the 2 days before. I ordered the same food. It wasn't as good. And I got a soda, and the soda they gave me, like, had been sitting out, and the ice melted, and it was completely watered down.
Ugh, that's all bad.
Yeah, and it was warm. It was warm, watered down soda.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually had to go back, and, you know, I was very, very polite, and said, I would actually like some non-watered down cold soda, please. Since I paid whatever, $4 for this. You know,
that's crazy.
So, oh, I do, full disclosure, I did not have a costume. I just want to put that out there.
Well, you know, it happens.
It does happen. I actually went to buy a costume. I think I even did that earlier in the day. I actually went to a costume store and I was looking at it, trying to figure it out. But as time went on, I was like, there is no way that I'm putting another layer of clothing over anything that I'm wearing right now. Like, it's just not gonna happen. Like, I was, because I need to have access to my pockets and stuff, and plus, you know, I couldn't have that kind of costume where I just, you know, had one layer. And I was gonna get a Grim Reaper robe and wear that, but that would have not worked out really well for me.
So, no, God, no, you've been so hot.
So, you know, I was there kind of to experience and document it, not to be a spectacle. You know, I'll save that for another time.
Yes, when you're with me.
Right, I'll be a spectacle with you. But so, you know, I was just wearing my regular clothes. But, you know, we started seeing everyone in the costumes. And as I mentioned so many times, I love costumes and cosplayers and people that go over the top in their outfits. I love being around that so much. And so that was a lot of fun. I mean, most of the costumes were Disney-based, obviously, and they do have a rule that they can't be gory or scary or something. And those are the kind of costumes I'm used to being around for conventions.
Yeah, because you do cons.
Yeah, yeah.
And haunted houses and right, stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, no gore, no super scary, no masks.
No masks either, of course. But no, there was some cool ones there. I forget what it was. There was somebody I complimented their costume. Oh, I remember what it was. And they're like, oh, you know what it is? I'm like, of course. She was dressed like Red from Fraggle Rock. I was like, right on.
That's awesome.
So, and think about pulling that off without a mask.
Right? Yeah. That'd be a great group costume. Yeah, do all the Fraggles.
Do the Fraggles, yeah, for sure. I think her partner, whoever was with her, was another Fraggle, and that came up right behind her. But yeah, no, that was fun. So let's see, we move on from there, and the first thing we did when we went to it's not the Golden Horseshoe, but it's the one in Magic Kingdom, drawing a blank.
The other Golden Horseshoe,
right? Yeah, it's okay, it's like all that, but yeah.
the one without Annette.
All right. Okay, the one without Annette. So, the party was starting. They had something going on there. It was called Club Villain, and so we're like, let's see what's going on in there. It was really vague on the descriptions there. That's how it got started. So get in there, and it's what was cool inside there with these awesome, huge, like really overexposed, kind of like edgy paintings of all the villains all in there. I took a bunch of pictures of a bunch of them. They were really cool. This is like stuff I'd want to hang in my house.
Okay, so let me get this right. I went to Mickey's Not So Scary Party and I got Sir Mixed a Lot
right,
as a DJ, and you got Club Villain. Yeah. I feel gypped.
Well, I don't remember the DJ's punny name. I'm sure he had one. But so, you know, he's playing music that, you know, I don't listen to. So, I mean, it wasn't that it was that exciting for me. But but the villains were supposed to be in there. So that, you know, that's why I wanted to go in there.
In just a few moments, we're going to have some of your favorite villains coming down here to party. And if you guys,
playing some music and blah blah blah, and then he goes, all right, and to get the party started or whatever, blah blah, you know her, you love to hate her, blah blah. I don't know what he said, but anyways, Cruella came out, so that was pretty exciting. It was especially exciting since Jeannie was dressed as a Dalmatian, so that was a real special moment. And she just kind of it was just kind of weird because she comes out and she's like kind of doing her rounds. It's like not really a meet and greet, but she's kind of stopping and taking quick photos, and she's sort of dancing. It was cool to see Cruella. I stopped and took a quick picture with her, and she put her back to me. So, like, we're going to go back to back. And the way mm-hmm. that I interpreted that was we were going to look badass, you know, like arms crossed, like, you know, like here we are, like, you know. But in the picture, she's like, she's this big old smile on her face. and that was kind of the weird part about it. As she went on, it was like, she was just like super stoked. Like, I'm like, that's not Cruella de Vil. Like, I'm like,
that is my biggest issue with the villains at the dance parties. Cause we did the original Friday the 13th Disneyland event.
Oh, the Villains Unleashed.
Unleashed the Villains event. And I have a really hard time seeing these villains, like the Evil Queen, who's so like statuesque, mm-hmm. you know, she's so stoic out there, like twerking on the dance floor. Like that's not okay.
Twerking?
It's not okay.
Twerking?
You know, I don't want to see Captain Hook, you know, breakdancing. Like it's cool, but it's not. And some of them are okay. You know, I saw Hades, like, breaking it down on the dance floor, and that's cool because Hades has that kind of character.
Right, now that fits Hades, yeah, for sure.
You know, and that's awesome. You know, he did, like, the sprinkler and whatnot. Okay, I'm down. But Cruella and the Evil Queen, the Queen of Hearts, you know, no.
I'm sorry, I'm really still stuck on the Evil Queen twerking. Were you being serious or were you making a joke?
I was making a total joke. Okay. I don't think they allow twerking in Disneyland.
I was like, how did that news not get out?
Right. No. Okay, let me put it a different way. I do not want to see my mean villains dropping it like it's hot.
All right, there you go. Okay. Okay, I got you.
No, it's unacceptable.
I was still excited to see Cruella. We don't...
Yes.
I say we, and I really hate when I take possession over a park, but it's just whatever. The park that I've been to more recently, since I live on the East Coast, is Walt Disney World. These characters are not around. I know they're around quite often in Disneyland. So, you know, they don't bust out the villains as freely as they do in Disneyland. So it was pretty exciting just to see Cruella. She's definitely one of my favorites, you know, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Then very briefly, the Queen of Hearts came out. Of course, this is not a face character, Queen of Hearts. This is the
version.
Has there been a face character of the Tim Burton Queen of Hearts in the parks, dude? That would be
that'd be awesome.
That would be awesome. Of course, portrayed by Helena Bonham Carter.
Right. No, I don't think there has. There should be, but I don't think there has.
Yeah, they've kind of swept that under the rug until the next one comes out.
Yeah.
Maybe like 30 seconds she did this thing where she kind of danced to a Disney-fied cover of Yeah Yeah Yeahs Off With Their Head, which I really like that song, independent of any Disney connection to it. But so I got kind of excited. I mean, it was not the Yeah Yeah Yeahs. It was mm-hmm. you know, it was that sort of the kind of, it was that Disney vocal that comes off as kind of cheesy sometimes. You know? Or
yes,
all the time.
For those of us that own all of the Disney Mania CDs.
Yeah, yeah. Just a little, yeah, yeah, yeah. Off With The Head. Just like, it just kind of takes a little, it takes all the edge out of it, you know? Like, it just makes it really, like, accessible to everyone, you know?
Yep.
But I still got excited because I actually really liked that song and it caught me off guard a little bit. I was like, ooh, cool. But, you know, that was all right. That was entertained. It was
good.
It was definitely cool to... It's just cool to be around all this villain stuff, you know, for sure. So, and that was pretty close to the front for that. So that was cool. This is it.
Yeah.